Paul Olijani's been delighted to say. Another solid win, Paul. Against an ever-improving Hull FC side. What did you make of it?
It was a solid win. Yeah, it's probably a good reference. And I think it was a good win. I thought it was a good game, to be honest. I thought both sides scored some really well-worked, highly skilled tries. And it was a good game, if I'm being honest. So I think Hull probably could have snatched it as well. It's what sport's all about, unpredictability. You know, you don't know the outcome to the death. I thought we had a guy in Sneedy there who had some game sense and probably just was the difference in the end between the two. Just a bit of a cool head, wasn't he? And his goal kicking, very reliable. So it was a good game against a very good side, very strong side. Like I said, resurgent Hull side. So we enjoyed it.
You've won 5 from 6 now. Form's looking good. You look at the table and results this weekend. The Super League, I mean, it seems wide open. It must be a really exciting time to be a coach. And when you're winning matches like, you know, tight games like that, it just keeps you up there amongst the top sides.
Yeah, and like I said, we've done the double on Hull now, so a big club. Very well spent. But look at the team on paper there, so to do that is a significant achievement. And if you look at our boys, we're not exactly doing backflips across the pitch like we've just won the Challenge Cup. So we're pretty cool about it. We understand where we're at and we have a lot of belief in the camp. So I felt that was actually a huge win in the context of everything. But, you know, like I said before, the lads have kept a real cool head. I thought there was really good cool head in the game, but cool head overall as well. I've said to you before, we don't get too high, don't get too low. And we have our expectations within our group. So it was nice to be able to put out a really strong 17 on paper. We've come through unscathed, obviously, apart from Andy Akers, who's got a knock to the head there.
Did he fail that?
Yeah, he failed straight away because there's certain cues to medical staff. You don't even need to do an head test when there's certain cues there. So he's gone straight away. So that's two in succession. So he's probably a specialist return now. So that'll be a longer period of time. So probably 3-4 weeks, something like that.
You talk about some of the big guns coming back. Two players that probably not played a lot of this season. I was really impressed with them today. Adam Sidlow, and I thought Ben Elliwell when he came off the bench. I thought he was excellent. He's really sharp as well. So those two lads have stood up and shone for you.
Yeah. I'm really pleased. I'll start with Ben. I thought, Ben is what he is, right? And I'll never forget his contribution at Toulouse away in unbelievable heat. And he played massive minutes in the middle at a new club coming out of Championship. So he's got a heart, as Ben, and probably typifies our club, typifies our team, and typifies our fans. There's a lot of heart. And Ben is that guy. So I was really pleased for him that he got some good touches and made a significant difference, I thought, today. Ben Elliwell did, so delight for him. And then Adam Sidlow, well, we know about his ability. We know that, again, he's another player with game sense. In a game in Super League at the minute where there's probably a lack of middles, certainly English middles, the experienced ones are really leading the way. I've seen it at other clubs, and like I said, the more Adam Sidlow's on the pitch for us, hopefully he has a good run now. You can see he makes a significant difference. And if you look back to the Wakefield game, we scraped through that game, but I thought he played a massive role in that as well. So game sense and rugby players, they're a bit of a rare commodity now, because we breed these manufactured players, not the ones that grow up playing on the street, you know. And Ziggy's clearly one of them that grew up playing on the street, and he knows where it's going to bounce. He knows how to slow it down, speed it up, avoid challenges, all that sort of stuff. The stuff that really you don't coach, it's in him, because that's what he grew up doing.
I think with Ben as well, he's a useful player to have. He was just telling me he's an electrician as well. So if you had him doing any foreigners around your house and that.
No, not yet, but I might do actually. So, but you know, Ben, it's just like Ben as well. He started off, I think he was a standoff or a centre, you know, back in the day, as early in his career. And I do like my players, especially my forwards, who's transitioned. Same with Cal. Cal's gone from centre to back row. Because what it provides you with is middles that have got leg speed, game sense, skill. And you know how I like to play. I like to sign rugby players, not so much the robots. I like rugby players.
Exciting few weeks, Paul. You've got a magic weekend at Newcastle and a cup quarter final against Old Kingston Rovers as well. You must be loving it.
Yeah, exciting for you. I don't get too excited. My missus tells me off for that, so I just try and keep a level head all the time. So might call it miserable, I think, but that's what it is. That works for me. So I just keep a level head there. But it's a tough 3 weeks. I know that. So it just means we have to, come in tomorrow first and foremost. No day off. Let's just get straight back, assess and prepare for the next one. That's sport, isn't it? And you smile and you're great for an hour or so and enjoy that moment, and then you move on to the next. And luckily I've got a good group of players and staff that have the feet firmly on the ground and just have a good work ethic and just want to keep getting better and better, and they believe they can.
Keep up the great work, Paul. Thanks very much for taking time out to speak to us, mate.
Always. Cheers.
Thanks.